I hope everyone is doing well this morning. I got a question for you. Got triggered? You ever been triggered before or felt like you were in a situation that you really just don't want to be in or it just made you really upset? That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And, you know, one of those things when you're feeling upset, lots of times all we do is just lash out. We feel like, you know, sometimes we respond quickly to what they said to us or the situation. We respond in a certain way. My son has a tendency that if he is not very happy, that he will just give the silent treatment. He will not talk to you for probably about 30 minutes, and then he'll be like, "Well, I really wanted this," and he'll start explaining. Or, you know, there are some people that instead of doing or saying anything, they'll act like nothing is bothering them, and they'll just bottle it all up. One of the things is that the way you can kind of look at it is that when it's because someone is pushing your buttons, it's just bothering you in the wrong way. And, you know, before we continue on with it, I'm going to go ahead and let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We give you thanks for everything that you're doing. Lord, we want to lift up to you Carol Foster, who's in the hospital, that you would touch her body. Lord, that you would heal Miguel, and that you would be there for Lori and Sherm as their son had passed away, that you would comfort them. Lord, I pray that you would just be amongst us, Lord, and that we'd be able to feel your presence, we'd be able to learn more about your character and who you are, who we should be in you, Lord. Be with us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So a while back, I had hurt my hand, and I have a wife. For those that didn't know, I have a wife who she has this tendency that, like, she likes to grab fingers and kind of, like, go like this. And, you know, when you have a hurt hand and they start wiggling it around, it doesn't feel good. And her response or her reaction to it was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that you," and, you know, that it was, to me, it was, I did not appreciate it very much. I might not have responded in the correct manner, being that it hurt. And it's kind of like, if we look at it in the same way in our spiritual lives, if somebody comes and pokes us in the wrong place or the wrong situation, it just sometimes makes us get, it triggers us to where we go off. And we're going to start reading in 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to read quite a bit of this. Now, I want to explain something here. Naaman was not an Israelite. Now, it's not, probably not one of those stories that you hear all the time. Normally, the focus, you know, is on David or, you know, the popular ones that in the scripture. But he was a commander of an army that was God used to persecute and to discipline the Israelites. And so, but he was used by the Lord. So let's go ahead and read it. It says, "Now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy." Now, one of the things that we could see here is that it's showing that through him, so God is using him, and through him, God is giving victory to the enemy. But it says here, he was a valiant soldier. Now, one of the things that you might not know, back then when a soldier was going out to battle, they would put on armor. And with the way that armor works, you don't always know exactly what the person looks like that you're fighting. But it also says here, but he had leprosy. Now, one of the things I want to point out here is that a lot of us have butts in our life. And Naaman, his butt, in this case, was leprosy. Now, in our day-to-day lives, we have many butts. And when we leave our house, we try to make sure we cover up our butts. And you know, because sometimes our butts are embarrassing. And when we go to church, you know, we try to cover up our butts with our worship. You know, from my perspective, I can't see your butts. Which is a good thing. But, you know, those are things that we try to cover up. Because it's embarrassing, or it causes us to have situation. Now, when someone points out our butts, it makes us very uncomfortable. Now, I'm going to continue on reading. Now, one of my notes here says, what are we trying to cover up, and how are we covering up our butts or our issues? We're going to continue reading in 2 Kings 5, verse 2 through 3. It says, now bandits of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Now, one of the things that I like is that our blessings, and I wrote it out here just to make sure I'm not getting it wrong. You're not blessed by the word that you hear or the word of God you understand. You're blessed in accordance to the word of God that you apply, obey, and act on. Now, that's the reason you can see people, not saying it to any of you, that might have years in the church, have heard decades of teachings upon love, but you don't see any change in their lives. Now, you can hear all these teachings about love, but if you don't decide to forgive and love, the teachings of love will be snatched up by the birds, and those seeds won't take roots in your heart. So we're going to read in Luke chapter 8, verse 5. It says, the farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell upon the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. And it's the same way that can happen in our lives when we have scripture, we have teachings that we hear it, but if we don't take action upon it, if we don't take it and start obeying it, we don't start applying it to our lives, then it's not going to take root in our lives. Continuing on here, one of the great things about Naaman is that he was a person of action. So what does he do? It says, Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. Now, how many know what his butt was? Leprosy. That was his butt. It was something that was ashamed of. Lots of times when in that time, leprosy, the ones with leprosy would be cast out. You have to be calling out, I am unclean, I'm unclean. But he's going before the king saying, I have this issue, I have this problem. That takes a lot of bravery. And we'll continue on with this. But one of the things that I want to, the first point that I want to say here, because if you get triggered or if you're upset about something, the Bible does say, and we'll go on with, further on with, in the scriptures about it, says, but our first point is that we have to be quick to listen. And in James chapter 1, 19 through 20 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. There's a reason that God gave us two ears and one mouth. And I believe that it's also so that we can hear from more than one direction.
Wow.
Now, I know I'm personally guilty of this, that, you know, sometimes I will hear something or half hear something or half see something and immediately give a quick response to what I think is the right answer. And many times, as I do it to in a different situations, I'm not responding with the correct thing because I only half listened to what was being said, and it was a word that might have triggered my reaction. And we should not be quick to answer. We shouldn't be quick to be angry or upset about things. We have to be quick to listen. If you didn't hear everything, what was that was said? Can you say it one more time? Let me just process that. And it's just to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Scripturally, it says we have to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The next point that I have. I leave notes on my thing, what the slideshows I have, and I'm like, I forget about them. So what are you using more, your ears or your mouth? There's a reason we have two ears and one mouth. But we have to be slow to anger. We're going to read in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongdoings. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. One of the great things here in what it says is that love is patient. It is not easily angered. Now, how many know that when you get up in the morning, you may be refreshed, you know, the birds might be chirping, you might have great day, and then someone says something, and it might not affect you as much as if you had a terrible day, or everything had just seemed to be going wrong, and the response that you give isn't the same as if everything had been going right. Because I could tell you that when I feel like everything is going well, my response when somebody says something that might trigger me is going to be a lot different than if I am exhausted, tired, just like I'm done. I'm done. I want to go to sleep and just then I'm ready for the next day to start some. So this is all over. And then if somebody says something, my response is not going to be as joyful as it might have been if everything had been going right. But it's in these moments that we could truly see what's in the depth of our hearts. We have to be patient and slow to anger. And it's not just about if we're having a good day. And what's, like I said, what is found in our hearts is what, on a bad day, that's what we could see really is what's in our depth. What are we made of? Where is our strength coming from? And we have to bring it before the Lord. So what is the first point that I have said? We have to be quick to listen. We have to be slow to anger. And then the third point is we have to bring it before the Lord. Now we're going to read in 1 Peter 5, 6 through 8. It says, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of somber mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now, we have to take everything before the Lord. And I love this. It says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. But it also says, be alert and of somber mind. Don't respond with emotion. Don't respond based off of the situation that you're in. Don't respond based off of what bad thing happened that day. You have to take it before the Lord. You have to cast those problems and situations on him. We have to even bring it to God, even on a good day. Cast all your problems, all your anger, and all your anxiety on him. Because he cares for us. Now, I may use my kids as a lot of examples, and it might be just because I spend a lot of time with them. You know, when I was growing up, it seems like my dad would always use examples of us, and then we're like, why do you always have to use example of us? And I was like, well, you spend the most time with them. You're probably that's the ones that you're going to know or have more examples about. But, you know, when my kids have done something wrong, I mean, I can see it in their face, the difference between whether I had a bad response or if I had a good response. Like I said beforehand with my son, if I yell or raise my voice or respond in a situation or a way that might not be the right way, he'll become very quiet and might not want to talk to me for some time. Just because that's how he is. He's like, don't talk to me, let me process this. And then afterwards he'll explain his situation. But I've noticed that, you know, if I look at it from a different perspective or come at it in a different perspective, instead of reacting in a certain manner with my emotions, if I calm myself down and process the situation, come at it in a godly manner, explain to the child the situation, this is why this was not right, this is why it was not correct, this is why you should do this and not that, instead of crying or being, you know, quiet or, you know, having that kind of response to it, many times instead they'll almost be smiling, joyful. Okay, Daddy, I understand. I love you, Daddy. And the response is so different based off on the response that one gives, that if you're triggered, if you respond out of anger, out of emotion, the response you're going to get back is a lot different than if you respond in a godly manner. The fourth point that I have is that we have to respond with His truth. Now, I like this picture because up front you see a pawn, but in the back you can see the king. We are not responding with our truth. We have to respond with His truth. Say that with me. Respond with His truth. Because something that might seem right to us doesn't necessarily mean it's right. And don't worry, I did not bring my stones today. So we're going to continue on with the story with Naaman. Now, I'm going to give a little context because I'm jumping quite a bit here. The king gave him authorization, even gave him a letter saying, go with even payment to the king of Israel and ask for healing. Because if this is possible, they can heal you. Do it. The king's response was to tear his clothes and say, who am I to heal leprosy? And then he was sent to Elisha, the prophet. And Elisha, and it says here, Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan and your flesh will be restored and you will be clean, will be cleansed. Now, meaning, he went to see him, but Elisha didn't even go out to see him. He said, oh, I will send someone else to go talk to him. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure my leprosy. Now, this is such a human way to respond. If you are a person of high importance, have a letter from your king to another king, this is a person that is highly regarded and very important, saying he won't even bother to come out to visit or to see me. Why isn't he doing it in this manner? And his response, he got triggered. He got angry. And he went away angry. He says, I thought he would at least come out to see me and stand and call upon the name of his Lord, of his God, the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me. Now, how many people in their lives wish that God would operate in the way they want? And how many know that God doesn't always operate in the way we want? And then it says, are not Aben and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servant went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? Now, he went off enraged, but then someone had to come alongside him and said, listen to the truth. Listen to what's right. Listen to what God is saying, and you'll be washed and cleansed. Now, remember that he was a person of action. It says, so he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. If we don't obey, if we don't apply, if we don't act on the word of God, then we're not going to listen, we're not going to receive the truth, we're not going to receive the healing, we're not going to receive the blessings that we're wanting from God. We can listen to all we want, you know, words are great, and God's words are even greater. But if we do not apply them to our lives, if we do not apply his truth to us and our situations, the world is not going to respond in the way that we are hoping it will be. Now, let me tell you that depending on how we respond to situations, it's not just us and the person that we're communicating with. Many times, it's those around us as well, non-believers that are looking to see how we're going to reply or respond to this situation. And many times, it's based upon our response that that person will either come to know the Lord or not. If we don't apply, if we don't bring it before the Lord and respond in a way that is of God, we may as well be shutting the door for some people to come to know the Lord. We cannot be responding out of anger. And like I said, I love Naaman's first response. He was angry. He was upset. How many of you here have ever been triggered and responded in that way? To be upset about a situation, be upset about something that was said to us. And I know I've done it many times, almost on a day-to-day basis. So I'm not just preaching to you guys, I'm preaching to myself. But he was quick to come to a conclusion when someone came alongside him and say, hey, what do you have to lose? This is what you were told to do. This is the truth. What do you have to lose to obey? And being a man of action, went out and did it, and his flesh was restored. And it's the same way that we should be as well, that when we get something, rather than being triggered or upset about that situation, try to cover up our butts, we should take it before God and say, God, here's my butt. What do I do with it? And it's in those situations, that's when we can know that what is in the depths of our heart. How are we going to respond? Is it with our own truth or is it with God's truth? So this morning might be short, sweet, maybe. But the point here is, we have to be quick to listen to the situations around us. We have to be quick to listen to what people are saying. Be slow to respond, slow to be angered about a situation. Listen to it all and then bring it before the Lord. And then when we're going to respond, respond with his truth. And that way those around us can know what's in the depths of our heart. He took action, received his healing, and how many here still need to take action to receive their healing? How many have to obey and apply? Or how many have had seeds that were taken away by the birds? So I'm going to invite you to bow your head with me this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning, our butts in hand. We don't come here to be prideful or to think that our situation may be easier or better with our butts. But Lord, we want to give everything to you. We want to give you our anxiety. We want to give you our anger. We want to give you all our problems, Lord. That we would be able to cast them on you because you care for us. And that you would be able to take that and give us the response that we need. Lord, that we wouldn't be trying to cover up our problems. That we wouldn't be coming to church with a mask on. But we would say, here, Lord, I'm here to receive from you. I'm here to give my problems, my issues, my emotional responses to you. Touch me this morning. And if that's you this morning, you're saying, you know, I need to cast my anxieties, my anger, my problems, all my butts on Christ this morning, just lift your hand up in faith, saying, God, I'm here. Here's all my issues, my problems, my anxieties. Take it all, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would touch those around us. That you would heal the sick that are here, the sick that are not able to be here. That you would heal our bodies, that you would heal our emotional status. That you would take over the problems and the issues that we may have. And that you would be the one in control. And that when a response comes out of our mouth, it wouldn't be a response out of emotion, out of anger, but that it would be a response with your truth. I pray that you would be with us and that we would be able to walk hand in hand with you. That we'd be able to act and be a believers, men and women of action, to take hold of your truth and your word and act upon it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're dismissed. There's plenty of time to greet one another and love on one another. God bless. We're dismissed.